The first reading today, St. Paul says to us that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We are actually baptized into the person of Jesus. St. Paul is making the point here about being baptized into his death to be able to contrast that with the life that our Lord leads. So he says, when our Lord died, he died to sin. And his life now, he lives for God. And so that's the distinction that he's making. But the reality is that we're baptized into the whole person of Christ. And so his death, his resurrection, his glorification, all of it. And that becomes important because it would be easy for us to look at it and say, okay, he died and now he lives for God. We haven't died yet. Well, that's the point St. Paul's making. We have, because we've been baptized. And in that baptism, we're baptized into the death and the resurrection of the Lord. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves is, have I died to sin? And am I living my life for God in Christ Jesus the Lord, as St. Paul tells us that we're supposed to be doing? That's the challenge for all of us. It's become a huge challenge in our day because there are so many temptations that the world is offering, all of those, of course, that the devil has to offer, and they're all around us. And if we're truly going to live our lives for God, then it's a question of what does that look like? Well, have to stop then and say, all right, where do you want to spend eternity? If it's in heaven, what's it going to be? It's going to be loving God and loving neighbor. Therefore, if we're going to live our lives for God in Christ Jesus, it is to do exactly what Jesus commanded us, and that is to love God and love our neighbor. In other words, it means we need to change our lives. It means that we really need to look at our baptism. Not just the fact that we are baptized and therefore sin was removed and original and grace was infused. That did indeed happen. But we have to remember that we made some vows that day, that we would reject Satan and all of his lies, all of his empty works, all of his false promises, and that we would live our lives for God in Christ Jesus, professing our faith. It's easy for us to keep looking at things just in the objective, and here's what happened. But it's much, much deeper than that. And that's what St. Paul is calling us to look deeper. It's just like we can say, well, I went to Mass. That's nice. What happened? Were we really there for the sacrifice of Jesus? Were we really there to be able to enter into the mystery of our Lord's death and resurrection and to be able to receive him and unite ourselves with him in Holy Communion? It's much deeper than just going through the motions. So we look at that question, are we really living our lives for the Lord? Maybe one way that we could look at it is what we see in the gospel reading today. We hear about 4,000 people who went out into the wilderness to listen to Jesus preach. Now, you might rightly complain that I preach way too long. These people listened to Jesus for 3 days. 3 days! Remember, St. Paul preached so long that some little guy fell asleep and fell out the window. You know, so, yeah, my preaching, you've got plenty to complain about. I'm not saying you don't, but I'm just saying, at least time-wise, it could be worse. But ask yourself, if you knew that Jesus was going to be, let's say, out in Texas someplace, would you be willing to go there to listen to him for 3 days? Now, let's put it also in a little different context. Well, let's just say, yeah, you can fly down to Texas. But once you fly in, now you have to walk to wherever it is that he's going to be. You don't have a change of clothes. There is no shower either. Oh, and by the way, you don't have any food. And now you're going to be with him for 3 days. Are you willing to do that? What kind of a priority is the Lord in your life? Good question for us to look at. These people were willing to do that. Now, we don't know how many might have left after 1 day or two because they're saying, I'm really hungry, I gotta go find something to eat. But 4,000 of them stayed with him for 3 days with nothing to eat. Would you be willing to do that? Now that sounds to us a little crazy, doesn't it? But for those of you who remember whenever this was, 10, 15 years ago, one of these software programs, I think it was a Windows program or whatever, was coming out. Oh, this was going to be the greatest thing ever. And what did people do for 3 days? They lined up on the sidewalk outside of some store so that they could be the first to be able to get this new computer program. Really? We're willing to do that for some stupid computer program. Would we be willing to do that for Jesus? We need to look at our priorities. Because St. Paul said, we've died to sin. We need to consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. How many of us can say that? Because we are in love with our sins. Oh, we like our sins a lot, and we don't want to get rid of them. Again, think of lines and priorities. I remember back when they shut everything down for that silly COVID nonsense, and I needed to go to the grocery store. I pulled into the parking lot, and there was a line of people that went all the way around the store. And I thought, well, I will just continue driving and pull right back out of the parking lot, until I realized that the line wasn't for the grocery store. The line was for the liquor store that was right next to the grocery store. I had no problem getting into the grocery store. There was no line there. But you were going to wait a long time if you needed to get some booze, because that was necessary. Remember, our illustrious governor said that. Need to close down the churches because that's not necessary, but liquor stores are a necessity. We can't close those down. Where are the priorities? Tragically, our bishops decided that the church wasn't necessary either. Jesus wasn't necessary. Thankfully, we had our alcohol, though. We could get to that because that was necessary. Where are the priorities? That's the real question. As Americans, we have another problem. We become apathetic. We just don't care about anything. We see these tragedies and we just sort of shrug our shoulders and like, yeah, that's too bad, isn't it? That's a bummer. We don't care. So we can sit here and say, you know what? We need to develop our spiritual lives. And we'll all go, yeah, I suppose we probably should. Oh, well. Got to go home and watch the ball game. Because we need to know what's really important, you know? So again, look at your own life and ask yourself, what really is important? What is it going to take for us to actually make those changes that we need to make? What's going to shake us up enough? See, we've just sort of been lulled into nothingness. I was happy to see this last week. not what the media is showing you. In fact, they've twisted this thing to be completely opposite of what it is. But over in Spain, where they have the same problem going on as they do everywhere else in Europe, they have been invaded. And the government and the police will do absolutely nothing about the violence that the Muslim gangs are inflicting on the Spanish people. Nothing. So what did the Spanish people decide to do? They decided to go to the streets. If that was in America, what would we do? Oh, isn't that sad that this is happening? No, they decided to go to the streets. And I was most interested in listening to them as they were marching down the street, because they were chanting, Spain is a Christian country. Isn't that amazing? They're having to look at this and say, who am I? And they're having to go out on the street and say, no, this is Christian. We need to make that same kind of decision. We need to choose to live our faith. It's not going to be popular. But our Lord told us it wasn't going to be popular. He told us, if they hate you, it's because they hated me first. He told us they're going to persecute you. He didn't hide any of that. So again, the challenge, how important is this to you? Do we just come to Mass for an hour a week and say, good enough, I've done my duty? Now I can live like a pagan the rest of the time? No, if we're going to live our lives for God in Christ Jesus, that needs to be 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So it's really looking at, what do I need to change in my life if my life is going to look the way that St. Paul is telling me it should? Am I really dying to sin? Am I really living for Christ? So, what's your spiritual life look like? What needs to be done to make it look the way that you want it to, or the way that you ought to look, if you're really going to live this life in Christ? What's the moral life look like? What sins are we slaves to? Because after all, if Jesus died so that our sins could not only be forgiven, but that we could overcome our slavery to sin, then the grace is there for us to do that. So ask yourself, what am I enslaved to? Because remember, it's the Lord himself who said, anyone who sins because it becomes a slave to sin. But St. Paul tells us that we don't have to be a slave to sin anymore. So do we want to get rid of our sins? Do we really want to change our lives? Again, be careful, because our answer is the typical one. Yeah, I know I should. And of course, then we do what everybody does. I could do it any time. I just don't want to. Well, that's the problem, I don't want to. We need to want to. We need to be able to say, I want to live my life for Jesus. I want to live my life for God in Christ Jesus. Are we willing to do that? Are we really willing to take grasp of what it is that we promised on the day we were baptized? So that, knowing that we are baptized into the death of Jesus, that we then have died. But Jesus died, St. Paul says, for sin and to sin, which means we should be dead to sin. Are we? Or are we willing to be? Do we want to be dead to sin? So think about that in your own life. What are the areas in your life that you're offending God? What are the things that you have to keep confessing? Do you really want to get rid of them? That's different from saying, I know it's wrong. Do you really want to get rid of it? Do you really want to stop? Do you really want to live your life in a virtuous, holy way? That's going to require some work. The grace is there. That's what we're being promised. Because we're baptized into the Lord, we can be dead to sin, but we can be alive. And the life that we live now is the life of grace, which is the life of God in us. So if we can cooperate with God's grace, we can overcome the sins, not by our own strength, but by the grace of God. But the question is, do we want that? Are we willing to do what it's going to take to be able to do it? Again, think of what these people had to do if they were going to go and listen to Jesus. Jesus told us some came from a long ways away. They had to make a real effort to get there. And then they stayed with him for 3 days with nothing to eat, with no showers, with no change of clothes. They were willing to do that just to be with him, just to listen to him. Now, we don't know what happened. Maybe they listened to him for 3 days and then they went home and go, wow, that was pretty cool. Anyway, I need to get back to my sins. But maybe they listened to him and their lives were changed forever. You and I have heard the gospel over and over and over again. We have received Jesus over and over and over again. Has that changed our lives? Or do we keep that all at an arm's distance and we just go through the motions because that's what we do, but we don't let it in because we don't go deeper? The Lord is looking for us to change. He's looking for us to get deep inside and be able to root out the sins. So he's offering everything for us to do it, all the grace necessary. Are we willing to do our part? To really work hard at this. It's not just, okay, I've decided this is what's going to happen. It's not that easy. We're going to have to make the effort. So he's done everything on his part. He went to the cross for us. He died so that our sins could be forgiven. He lives so that we could have his life. He took our sins. Remember, St. Paul said, he who knew not sin became sin for us so that we could become the very righteousness of God. So he took our sins so that we could receive his life and so that our lives could be transformed to the righteousness of God, to be truly holy, or to do exactly as St. Paul said, to be dead to sin and alive for God in Christ Jesus our Lord.